With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
So last night, and I only caught this as like super late, right after it happened, but there was a massive brawl that happened between Kansas and Kansas State, and it was shocking. And I know sometimes you see baseball players and stuff, they get into little scuffles on the field. You know, sometimes you see football players, you know, get a little attitude. But you have to watch this. Text the word fight, F-I-G-H-T, to 73389, and you'll see, like, listen, I am all about competitive sports, but when you kind of cross the line, when you're not only starting a brawl, but you're college students doing
right.
it.
If this looks like a fight that breaks out outside of a club, it's too much. And remember, was it last year that there was that awful NFL fight where guys were ripping helmets
and hitting
each other? I would say this is on that level.
Totally.
For basket brawl. Thank you.
Oh, good work.
Anybody can use that.
Okay.
Well, and I guess what had happened was is that one of the Kansas guys, who they're actually nationally ranked, they were winning the game, did a block over a Kansas State guy, knocked the Kansas State guy to the ground, and then the Kansas guy leaned over and started taunting him.
I mean, leaned over. He was like, had his whole body looming over the guy, like talking trash.
And someone came from behind and pushed him and started this whole thing. So if you want to watch it, I wouldn't have any kids around. It's probably not a good idea.
It's not bloody or anything.
No, not at all. It's just like, you know, you don't want to, kids to see fighting in sports. Text the word fight to 73389.
Okay, I have some questions. So in a situation like this, is it the team that, like, took the first swing that gets punished, or do both teams get punished if because they both were involved?
Are you talking about generally, or are you talking about this particular situation?
Generally.
Generally, they both get punished.
Okay.
Because it's very much of the, you didn't start it, but be the one to end it kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Put your hands up and walk away.
Okay.
Which is very hard to do, like, if you're in a situation like that. For this particular situation, Kansas City State, who I think was unranked,
mm-hmm.
started the fight. Kansas, which was ranked third, and always one of the favored teams to win March Madness, will probably face almost no repercussions from this.
Because they're such a big deal.
Because they're such a moneymaker.
Okay, so
would you agree with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know yet.
They should be ineligible now for March Madness. That's my opinion.
In theory, yes. But will that happen? Probably not.
Probably not.
But, you know, I mean, there'll definitely be suspensions and repercussions, I think, for both teams.
Okay, so here's my next question. At one point, one of the players, on more than one occasion, picked up a stool
right.
and tried to hit people with it.
Right.
Okay. I know this is sports, but could the other people that he was trying to hit with that chair, like, call the cops on him?
Yeah, there were cops there.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, but could they, like, file charges against him?
They made that argument about the helmet thing in the NFL. Like, isn't that aggravated assault?
I think that had that guy actually hit someone with the chair, maybe. You probably could have had an argument there.
Okay, here's my next question. In the pictures, I like Googled it and then went to images. There are obviously people, just like at any game, sitting on the floor, you know, like they have floor seats.
Right.
Well, the fight went into where the floor seats are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can the people that were just there to see the game that got like roughed up just because they happen to be sitting there do anything? Because I'm looking at...
What do you mean, can they do anything?
Like...
Can they... What do you mean?
File charges.
Oh, file... Like repercussions from this.
Right.
I don't know.
Like, if
about
you
that.
Have floor seats, does it come with some sort of legal disclaimer on the ticket that says, like, because you see, like, in basketball, somebody like flying through the air to try to keep a ball in bounds and he like collides mm-hmm. into the people in the floor seats?
I don't know. I mean, does it say something on a baseball ticket about foul balls or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it does. Like, you assume all risk by being in the, by going to any game.
Okay. So then that's probably true for basketball too.
But now, even if it's a fight, because it's not like somebody, it's not like they were just in the heat of the game and trying to keep the ball in
right.
bounds.
I mean, that's
they
a good point.
They were trying to hit people. Like, I'm looking at this picture. Gavin, look at this picture of this woman who...
She's like on the floor, like,
Oh, yeah. Well, so it was a couple years ago. There was a fight the Pistons had with the Pacers where fans actually got into a fight and were swinging at, I think it was Allen Iverson. And they called it the Malice at the Palace.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
this whole thing, right? Well, I mean, obviously, I don't think any fans got involved with this, but when you have guys swinging and are just, you know, and these guys are nearly 7 feet tall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and just solid muscle.
Giant bodies flying towards you. I mean, you're going to find ways to defend yourself, especially if you're in the crowd. And, you know, if you're like that woman that's laying there trying to figure out, like, what's going on. There was one woman I saw in the video that was like, guys, stop fighting! That was, like, trying to yell at him, like, to calm him down.
You can text, was going to make the difference.
Right. You can text the word fight to 73389 if you want to see the video. But there will be repercussions for this. But, you know, there was another video that came out over the weekend of a parent charging a wrestling mat. There was like a high school wrestling event. And because that parent's son was losing, pushed the other wrestler. Ooh. And he was arrested and charged with assault. Like...
I
thought you could do that in wrestling. Isn't that called tag team or something like
no,
that?
No. This is like high school collegiate wrestling.
Oh, you're thinking of...
you can't grab steel chairs and hit them over the head with those.
You could only do that in college basketball.
Oh!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.